Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Will T-Boo, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Cassie. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for being on. I have a caller on hold. Do you mind before we get started if I allow her to come in?
Not at all.
Okay, great. Debbie, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good to talk to you today.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a couple comments. I'll try to keep it short. But you and I sound a lot alike from the standpoint of the last Democrat I voted for was Bill Clinton. And I thought he was brilliant, and he knew about everything. After that, it was all downhill. And especially today, I went for Trump in 2016. And, you know, it was really about policy. And that's what it still is. And I don't understand how people can even think about voting for Kamala Harris. I just don't get it. And everybody I talk to, I talk to a lot of people. I talk to the man on the street, the woman on the street, and they all say the same thing. And I don't care what color they are, and I don't care what gender they are. It's crazy. So don't believe the polls. The only one is Rasmussen. It's Rasmussen.
And maybe Trafalgar. I like Trafalgar. Debbie, thank you so much for calling in. Will, maybe we can, you know, comment to Debbie's question as we, you know, just have a discussion overall. But for those who do not know who Will T-Boo is, you are an Army Ranger veteran. You are also the director of the American Military Project at the Center for the American Way of Life. The American Military Project exists to systematically expose, evaluate, and eliminate the manifestations of wokeness in the personnel, programs, and policies of the U.S. military. Yes, I agree with all of that. I give you a big hoorah for all of that. That is absolutely right. Like, I've always believed, I spent 10 years in the military myself, and I was always under the impression that the military exists really for two basic reasons: to be so big and bad that no one would ever want to mess with you, and two, that if someone does mess with you, you're so big and bad, they will regret it. They will rue the day that they ever mess with you or any of your interests. And yet we live in a world where it's everything but that. Seems a spotlight is on everything except for being the best we can be versus everything else woke under the sun.
That's right. And we know the military is different because it has a job that no other institution has. And so it's going to be an institution where the best of the best can succeed, or at least it should be.
Right.
But what's happening now is the military is becoming conflated with the rest of civil society. But the military is not like the rest of civil society. And so there should be some, you know, differences in how it governs itself in order to attract the best Americans, not because they look a certain way, but because they're the best and most capable people to defend our nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple, right? And yet, I don't know if this number has changed, but last year we had a 25% deficit in the recruitment within our military. And yet, about 2 weeks ago, I woke up and it was like the world was on fire. Bangladesh had ousted Sheikh Hasina. It was up in an uproar. China not only building creating islands out of, you know, sheer I mean, like, there is no island, and then China comes in and builds an island, but their aggression towards the Philippines. Israel had just bombed not only a Hezbollah leader, but the Hamas leader over in Iran. We had Britain citizens uprising. Ukraine, Russia, Sunday morning, just this week, this past Sunday, we had Hezbollah and Israel again, you know, just sending over missiles. It's like the world is on fire. Our borders are wide open. We see what's going on in Venezuela. And our military seems to be highly focused on DEI and transgender surgeries. And it doesn't seem to be an adequate response for what the world is demanding, as well as the fact that we have a 25% deficit. People with sense don't want to join our military.
Right. But nonetheless, there's the demand that our military somehow be ready to do everything about every one of those potential conflict areas that you mentioned. But the Biden-Harris Pentagon has race quotas for promotion mandated from the highest echelons of the Department of Defense. So it's not hyperbole to say that they are focused on someone else. I mean, think of that. In the United States military, there are demands that a certain number of promotions are made up of people based on the color of their skin.
That's crazy.
And their sex.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
I mean, I spent 10 years in the military. I could care less if my sergeant or the one who was in command was black, white, gay, straight, slept with animals. I don't care. What I care about, well, I do kind of care about the animal part, but what I really care about is, yes, I do. But what I care more about is that I can trust this person, that if they tell me to do something, they're telling me to do it because this is the best decision and that they gave it a lot of thought. And that they're not going, I mean, obviously we put ourselves in harm's way. You kind of accept those kind of, that may be the situation, that you're running into a bad situation versus running out. But at least you're doing so under the guise of this is, you know, I'm doing it for a purpose that is bigger than myself, and that the person who's leading me, I can trust them to have weighed all the consequences. And this is the best thing I can surrender for my country. And color and sex, who you want to sleep with, or your gender, never comes to play.
Well, exactly. And the thing that gave me the confidence, to your point, Kathy, when my units would go on missions in Iraq, was that we had the best men on the team that America had, that we were the best. And it was the competence and trust in our expertise that gave us the confidence to do dangerous things. But if you listen to even a lot of senior uniformed leaders, they somehow tell you that the way to have a cohesive team is if the racial composition of that team looks a certain way. It's a really pernicious lie, because what young soldiers of any race feel is that if they don't see a certain number of people of their skin color in certain places, they think there's discrimination afoot. It's the classic lie of DEI. And I can't imagine something that would more undermine unit cohesion, but that's what you hear from senior military leaders, from political officials, in the Department of Defense themselves. You can't overstate the consequences here. And it's really something that we have to get Americans on board with, you know, knowing, so that we can affect some change.
You know, now let me just be honest, okay? I am a black woman, married to a black man, mm-hmm. raising black babies, grew up in the very deep South, very poor, worked very hard to build a life for myself. And almost every industry I walked into, whether it was the financial industry with Bank of America, Capital Asset Management, or an adjunct professor, or in corporate America, or in the world of Republican politics, I was generally the first or the only black person to enter into those spaces. And yes, there is an element that it would be nice to not be the first. You know, when I walked into Bank of America Capital Asset Management, I mean, I'm not old enough to be the first black person doing anything, and yet I was the first black person ever. Or even when I ran for U.S. Senate in the Republican Party and look, and now as a Republican consultant, I'm generally the only black person in the room. So, yes, there is a sense that it would be nice to see, you know, another black face or, you know, like some diversity, and knowing that these opportunities exist and that people are more open-minded about, you know, bringing people in who don't look like them or who may not come from their exact background. Like that, you know, like there is something there. But as you said, within the world of the military, all you should see is green in the Army. All you should see is green, right? You shouldn't see black. You shouldn't see white. You should see green and the mission that is in front of you.
That's exactly right. And, it's not to say that it's not a good thing for Americans of all races to be leaders in our military. You know, President Truman in 1948 justly and you know, long overdue, integrated the armed forces. But what he did, interestingly enough, to ensure that there was equal opportunity for all, was he removed race as a personnel category from personnel files in the military. And, you know, you think that in our day and age, that's radical. You can't walk into a kindergarten classroom without, you know, categorizing yourself based on race.
Yeah.
But there were genuine attempts to have this nation of true equality and opportunity for everyone. And that's where I want us to have the courage to return, you know, to mandate that there's justice and fairness and that there isn't discrimination, but also to ensure that we are focused on the mission of the institution. And the military is different, right? The military has a
different,
really unique job. And that's what public policy should reflect, that your children should be encouraged to join the military just like my kids. And they should join with the confidence that they're going to be surrounded by the people who are the best for the job. And not surrounded by people just because they fit certain categories of identity politics.
Yeah, like what I see is that in today's culture, you know, whether it is because of the color of your skin, if you're black or if you're gay or transgender or queer or bi or whatever, AI plus, I don't even know what AI plus 2 stand for, but that's a part of this acronym of theirs. It's as if now they're placing a moral value to the color of your skin.
Yes.
That if you're black, then you're more righteous, or you're, I call it oppression Olympics. You're more oppressed, and the more oppressed you are, then that must means you're more virtuous, right? The more virtuous you are. And, you know, so if you're, and so being gay and how I respond to a gay person has now become the litmus test on whether or not you're a good person or not. Or, you know, how I respond to a transgender, it has now become the litmus test on if I'm worthy to be, you know, to be free, to have a job, to take care of my family, or how you respond to a black person, that, you know, that there's a moral value based on the color of my skin. And it's not. I've met some good black people. I've met some horrible black people. But it was really the content of that person's character that we should be judging, not who they want to sleep with, and definitely not the color of their skin.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeezed lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Amen. And we reckon, you know, you and I recognize this, having a normal conversation about American life. And again, it's uniquely important when you're talking about building teams that have to accomplish really dangerous tasks. You know, in the military, as you know, Kathy, you're asked to put your life on the line.
Yes.
For a cause greater than yourself.
Yes.
And it's impossible to ask people to do that if you're being told that the characteristics about yourself that you cannot control define your ability to do a job or get promoted. You can't have it. You can't have it. And you know, we should be confident in seeking this kind of, you know, a genuinely American ethic for the military, really for many more institutions. But let's acknowledge that if there's going to be a place that's devoid of this kind of ideology, it has to be the military. Because to your point earlier, you know, the globe is an unstable place, perhaps more so than in decades, and we don't know when we will need a fighting force of unique, exceptional quality, and there are serious concerns that the military is ready right now.
I agree. Will, before I let you go, there's a new poll that came out that reveals most Americans know China is funding the fentanyl murder of more than 100,000 Americans each year. Last year, 112,000 Americans died as a result of fentanyl. And according to this poll, more than 52% of Americans believe China is aiding in the production and export of fentanyl in the United States. And they are, in fact. The U.S. House Committee released a report detailing new evidence that the Chinese government is directly subsidizing the manufacturing and export of fentanyl. It's the new form of warfare, is that China wants to do to America what opium did to China, which is to destroy a whole generation. My question is, I don't know if you've been following Kamala Harris' Kamala Harris' VP pick, Tim Walz, but apparently the FBI has been investigating Tim Walz and has made it known to the committee that the FBI has been in contact with Governor Walz about his engagement and partnership with the Chinese government, as well as many entities that are linked to the Chinese government. And they have given him warnings as well as advice advice. And now the Committee on Oversight and Accountability are requesting that information from the FBI. Should we be concerned? We know China is not just like us. They have an ulterior motive. They want America to decrease while they increase. And we see this very strange relationship between the hopeful VP and China. Should we be concerned?
Of course. We know, to your point, we know China's motives. We know they're interested in embedding themselves with relationships to senior U.S. officials. We know that our adversaries in the century past have done that repeatedly. You know, there's a great book called Stalin's War that details the communist infiltration of our government, you know, as early as the 1920s. The thing is, I mean, thank goodness someone is starting to ask questions, because the mainstream media certainly won't. You know, Tim Walz, I think I read at one point, had been to China over 30 times.
I love Israel, right? But I have never been to Israel 30 times.
Exactly. And that's, you know, for a humble school teacher with modest, you know, a modest income and a public servant, that's pretty unique, I'd say. And, you know, especially if there's a legitimate FBI investigation into these links, we need someone to ask questions about it. The mainstream media isn't. Thank goodness you are. But we can't afford to have the potential vice president of the United States with even a modicum of compromise or even a modicum of question about his relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. It's a no-brainer.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for joining in. This has really been educational for me. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it, Kathy. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.